A group advocating for starting the 2020 public school year remotely held a demonstration and press conference outside the West Virginia Education Building on the Capitol grounds in Charleston. About a dozen parents and educators from the Our Students First Coalition stood together on the Capitol lawn, 6 feet apart, wearing masks and holding poster boards that represented desks in a classroom, giving a visual example of what classrooms might look like if the school year begins in person as planned.
We hear over and over they're safest in the school, but I disagree. They're not safest in the school now. They could be, but not now.
That's Jenny Anderson, co-head of the Our Students First Coalition, speaking during a Facebook Live broadcast of the event. The group wants West Virginia schools to start remotely for the first 14 days, with in-person instruction beginning only after 14 consecutive days of no new coronavirus cases in the state. Or if cases drop to zero in certain counties, then those schools could return to in-person learning on a county-by-county basis. The coalition has more than 5,000 followers, made up of members from the West Virginia United Caucus, the Families Leading Change West Virginia Group, and others, according to Anderson. She says they're also partnered with several groups, including local chapters of the American Federation of Teachers and the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy. Jay O'Neill also leads the coalition alongside Anderson. He's an educator in Kanawha County and has safety concerns, including ventilation. He said many schools in West Virginia are too old and not ready to accommodate in-person schooling without updated ventilation systems.
I teach at Westside Middle School. I teach in a building that's 80 years old, that a lot of the windows don't open, and that the air conditioning just recycles air from the classroom. It doesn't pull in any outside air. And so we're concerned.
Other speakers chimed in during the Facebook Live broadcast, pleading for the state's leaders to take more time to not only better equip classrooms and school buildings, but also perfect remote learning in a state where broadband is not always reliable. O'Neill said the coalition submitted more than 1,700 letters on these issues to Governor Jim Justice and state education leaders who so far advocate for a hybrid of in-person and remote learning at the onset of the school year this fall. The governor has said in virtual press conferences that should schools need to go totally virtual this fall, he and other state educational leaders are prepared to accept that scenario.
We absolutely will do everything in our power to not put our kids and our teachers or our service personnel into any situation that we deem and we feel is unsafe. We may very well back up and say, we can't go to school now. We've got to go 100% virtual. I'm telling you, this situation changes not weekly or monthly. This situation changes almost hourly.
Other demands by the Our Students First Coalition include training for parents and educators in virtual schooling, waiving the 180 instructional day requirement for the 2020-2021 school year, and providing regular, free, and widespread coronavirus testing for staff and students. West Virginia's public schools are slated to begin in-person instruction with virtual options on September 8th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick.